time once again for Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again.
That's right, folks. It's another visit with all the gang here at Melody Ranch. There's Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Gene Autry Blue Jeans, Carl Trotner's Melody Ranch Hardway 6, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. Right now, though, meet the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
Down yonder, someone beckons to me. Down yonder, someone reckons on me. I seem to see a racing memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Bonnie Shore, I miss you more and more. Every day, my sunny land, you are simply grand down yonder when the folks get to me. Don't wander up the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ethan and Sammy, waiting down yonder for me.
Down yonder, someone beckons to me. Down yonder, someone reckons on me. I seem to see a race of memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Bonnie Shore, I miss you more and more.
Every day, my sunny land, you are simply grand down yonder when my folks are to me. Don't wonder about the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ethan and Sammy, waiting down yonder, I mean way down south, waiting down yonder for me.
Well, thank you, friends and neighbors, and welcome to Melody Ranch. Pat Buttram. Where were you?
I was right here, Mr. Audrey, and please don't give me no trouble, because I got the misery.
Pat, it's always something. What's happened now?
Well, it all started when I took my educated hen, Clarabelle, and I put her on that $64,000 show, and she started answering questions.
Oh.
Yeah, she done real good, but when it comes to the big question, they put her in that isolation booth. And poor Clarabelle, she thought it was a hen house.
Mm-hmm. What did she do?
What else? She laid an egg.
You should know.
Now, Mr. Audrey, you don't mean that. Why, you're like a brother to me. If I want advice, who do I go to?
Why, me, of course.
And if I want to borrow money, who do I go to?
I don't know. Who would you go to?
Mr. Audrey, don't kid me now. I want to discuss a subject with you that's very dear to my heart. Money.
Patrick, don't you know that money is the root of all evil?
Yours has got pretty deep roots, ain't it? But I hope that you're in a generous mood today. I might just like to get a little money from you today.
Then you can work for it.
Oh.
I'll pay you what you're worth.
Oh, no, you don't. Nobody works that cheap. And furthermore, my financial stability is incongruously insolvent.
What are those last three words there, congruously what?
Insolvent.
Oh, what does that mean?
I had enough trouble saying it. Do I have to know what it means, too? But in words of one syllable, Mr. Artery, I wanted us to be partners.
What?
With your brain, with my brain.
Yes, that's right. You started right.
No. With my brains and your money, what could we lose?
My money. Well, if I was silly enough to go in business with you, what would we invest in?
I'm bubbling with ideas. Now, maybe we could make automobiles. I saw one of them new cars the other day, and it is the latest thing in streamlining. There's no bumpers, no fenders, and no doors.
Well, if the car has no doors, how can anyone get into it?
Nobody knows yet. They're all waiting to see how the inventor gets out. I didn't reach you with that, huh?
Nope.
Well, how about an invention I got so that nobody in California notices the smog?
Oh, good idea. How does it work?
You move everybody to Florida. Missed again, huh?
Missed again. Yeah.
Well, you might think I'm awful dumb, but there's a lot of folks around here that think otherwise.
Well, get your money from them, then.
Yeah. You hate me, don't you?
No, I don't hate
well,
you.
I guess I never should have played hooky from that correspondence school. That was my mistake.
Now, how in the world can anyone play hooky from a correspondence school?
Well, a couple of times I sent back empty envelopes. That was... So long, Mr. Ardery.
Well, so long there, Patrick. Well, there goes America's Leo da Vinci. But before we go too far, we'll fill the gap with the Cass County Boys and the Blue Jeans. Quite a horse.
Hey, Mr. Ardery, would you like to have me kind of help you sing a few of these songs? I'm in good voice today.
There you are?
Yeah.
Well, let me hear you sing the scale going up.
Oh, yeah. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Now sing it down.
Oh. Do, pa, la, sol, si, do. How's that?
Well, I don't know, Pat.
Well, it's like my singing teacher in school used to say. She used to say, Pat, you got a good voice, but a bad sense of direction.
I see.
You better sing, Mr. Arnold.
All right, Patrick. Here's one of my real oldies.
You're the only star in my blue heaven. And you're shining just for me. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and in dreams your face I see. You're the guiding light that brightens up the night. Till you come in sight, my heart is lonely. You're the only star in my blue heaven, and
Beautiful song, Mr. Ardrey.
That was recorded in 1930, Pat.
Oh, it's pretty. I remember that. That was popular about the time I started going to dances. Them newfangled kind of dances, boy. I'd swing my girl around a few times. I'd throw her up in the air as high as I could throw her.
You'd throw your girl up in the air?
Yeah, I wouldn't even wait for her to come down, neither. I'd just flap my arms and went up after her.
Well, judging from your actions, well, you must have missed a couple of times and landed on your head yourself.
Your love is colder than a foggy river, flowing o'er a heart of stone. In this foggy river, drifting helpless and alone. Can't escape this broken heart of mine. There's no freedom anymore. Oh, heaven, help me on this foggy river. Help me find the distant shore. Always knew someday you'd let me down. I've got troubles on my mind. Yes, I'm doomed to sail this loggy river till I leave your love behind.
Well, many thanks there, friends and neighbors. Well, Patrick?
Yes, sir.
What story shall we tell them about today?
Well, I'll tell them about the scrape that we got into up near Morgan City.
Well, come to think of it, that's about you. So why don't you go ahead and tell it?
Well, don't mind if I do. Friends, you're about to hear one of the most heroic acts of bravery, skill, courage, and... I'm too dad-blame modest. You tell it, Mr. Ardrey.
Okay, Patrick. This happened several years ago when Pat and I were running some cattle on a spread in the San Juan Valley. Pat had been acting mysterious for several days, and when he came out of the Morgan City post office one afternoon with his arms loaded with packages, I began to wonder. Well, we were on our way home that night when...
Mr. Ardrey, move your horse over closer.
Oh, something you want to tell me, Pat?
This is just between us, Mr. Ardrey. I am about to become a detective. My first lesson come today.
So that's what all those packages are about?
Yep. Basic equipment. Magnifying glass, camera, fingerprint powder, all that there stuff. If you ever want to find a clue, I'm your man.
Pat, look. There's a fire over there.
Yeah. Must be on Will Hastings' ranch.
Yeah. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. Come on, champ.
Hey, Gene, grab a bucket.
Right with you, Will. But the barn's a goner.
Somebody set that fire. I'll bet my last dollar.
Now, let's get busy, Pat.
If you go ahead, I'll look for clues.
There's no time for that now. Come on.
Hey, look out! The rooster came in the end!
Well, the barn was a total loss, and it was all we could do to save the other ranch buildings. But the next morning, we discovered every last head of cattle had been driven off the Hastings Ranch by rustlers. And late that morning, I had a visitor.
Sure is too bad about Will Hastings' barn.
Well, Sheriff, there's no doubt that the rustlers started a fire just to keep us occupied while they drove off the herd.
Well, it's worth checking into. I'll find out what I can.
Let me know if you find out anything. I can be of any help.
All right. Thank you, Gene. I will.
Hey, Mr. Ardrey.
Yep.
Gosh, I'm sorry I didn't see you, mister.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Hey, Wait a minute. That feller, shifty eyes, weak chin, the sneaky type. Bears watching. Who is he?
The sheriff.
Well, hey, anyhow, I've been over at the Hastings Ranch with my magnifying glass, snooping around. And look what I found in the barnyard. A bunch of keys.
Hey, let me see them.
Yeah, look at the tag. The letters G-A. Now, all we got to do is find the man with the initials G-A, and we've got the man that set fire to Hastings' barn.
You think so?
Oh, sure. Now, let's see. George Adams, Gil Arnold.
Gene Autry.
Gene Autry, yeah. He might be... they're your keys.
Well, thanks for finding them for me, Patrick. I must have lost them there last night.
Well, my detective book says the culprit always strikes again. So now all I got to do is set up my magic eye camera and flash bulb in the barn there and tie a string to the clicker. And then run the other end up through the hayloft and down to the door.
Pat, and will you please stop all this foolishness? There's work to do on our ranch.
I got it.
Now what are you talking about?
The camera. Somebody set it off last night. The flash must have scared him away, but now all I got to do is develop the picture, and we got him.
Pat, I don't want to hear another word about it.
Yeah. Oh, I almost forgot, too. Here's your hat.
My hat?
Yeah. Funny the way you keep losing things. I found it in the barnyard.
Oh. I see.
I didn't let them initials fool me the second time. G-A. That means Gene Autry. A detective never makes the same mistake twice.
I sat there looking at the hat, wondering if Pat's search for clues was as silly as I'd thought. About an hour later, I heard him sneak into the house and put in a phone call to Morgan City.
Hello, Sheriff?
Yeah, who's it?
Secret Operative Buttram speaking.
Who?
Pat Buttram at Gene Autry's ranch.
Oh, yeah.
You know about them rustlers burning barns and stealing cattle?
Yeah, I know about it.
Well, sir, I got one of the gang's pictures in our barn last night. I took it.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Well, where can I meet you?
Well, I'll meet you halfway at the old Hannigan Mill.
Hannigan Mill. All right, right away.
Yeah, I'll see you there, Sheriff. And, Sheriff, mum's the word. Yeah, that's me, Sheriff. Operative 694. Here's the picture.
How many copies of the picture you have?
Just this one and the negative in my pocket.
I'll take the negative, too.
Sorry, I gotta keep this one for my file. Future reference, you know.
I said give it to me.
Hey, what's the idea of the gun? I was on...
All right, now hand over the negative.
Don't do it, Pat.
Huh?
Ease that gun down, Sheriff. Drop it, I said.
Mr. Artery, what are you doing here?
Following you, Pat. I wondered why a sheriff would come on a wild goose chase like this. Now I know.
You're a monkey in with the law, Artery.
They may call you a sheriff, but you're not the law. That picture scares you. Why? Is he a member of your rustling gang?
Oh, I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Well, there's more than one way to start you talking. We'll try it my way for a change.
You don't try nothing, Autry.
What's this?
Hey.
You didn't think I'd come alone, did you, Autry? All right, get your guns, Gus, and make it quick.
Hey, Mr. Artery, that's the man in the picture.
Gus Anderson's the name, but that's something you won't remember.
Quite a coincidence. Our initials being the same, Gus. Pat thought this was my hat that he found by our barn last night.
What's this? Watch it, sir. There you are. All right. Now take this one here.
Get in.
All right.
Autry, now listen. I'll make a deal. I'll cut you in on half the whole rustling racket. I'm still sheriff. I can give you complete protection.
Well, sounds like an interesting proposition, don't it, Mr. Hardy?
Yeah, sure does, Pat. I'll think it over while I call the United States Marshal. He's about to have company. When Jim Bridger, the famous scout, was roaming the West, he must have wondered at the rugged country, the rivers, and the wild flowers, like the Indian paintbrush. And when he decided to settle down, I imagine it was the memory of such things that called him back to the hills of old Wyoming. Let me ride on a trail in the hills of old Wyoming, where the clouds wail in the gloaming, for it's there that my heart's at home. The night, let me rest with a blue sky for my ceiling, till the wind's lullaby comes a-stealing from the hills where my heart's at home. Wake with the sun.
Wake with the sun. Paddle to men. Ready to be drowned.
Let me live on the rain, where a man has room to roam in and dream of his love in the gloaming, in the hills of old Wyoming.
Wonderful, Gene. You know, I think that kind of music is the best possible invitation for all the folks to come back to Melody Ranch.
I'll second that invitation, Charlie.
Well, folks, it's time to say so long to our guests and invite everyone to be with us again for another Melody Ranch powwow over these same radio stations. Until then, this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us
until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where a longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gem sweet, I'm back in the saddle again.
America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry, will be back this way next week. And he'll bring along Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Gene Autry Blue Jeans, Carl Kottner's Melody Ranch Hardway 6, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. For an exciting and entertaining half hour, be sure you're listening next time I say, it's time for Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.